Lukman Faili, the Iraqi ambassador to the United States, who patiently answered a number of questions yesterday from me about whether his government can survive, he said guardedly yes. Whether his country was falling apart, he said guardedly no, but that the nation is facing an emergency. He responded to the question of what Iraqis have to fight for besides their religious or ethnic identities right now, and he gave an impassioned defense of the Iraqi nation and its democratic institutions, as he called them. What he says, and you'll hear it in a moment, may seem at odds with some of the facts on the ground we've been reporting all week, but here was a diplomat bravely fighting to defend his country with a passion not unlike the government troops trying to hold back the forces of ISIS militants on the ground in Baghdad, Mosul, and Tikrit.
I was voted in through our Iraqi parliament for these positions. I have a clear Iraqi discourse. There is a lot of discussion to do. At this moment, we need to look into what commonalities we have, which is to do with common threat of terrorism, and we need to talk about a political process moving forward, but that's for the political, for our politicians back home to do. I'm just a mere diplomat.
But as a diplomat, you would have no fear of going to Mosul this week?
No, certainly wouldn't.
And to Crete?
No, I wouldn't. These are all Iraq. As far as I know, as far as people tell me, as far as I believe in that, this is all Iraq. By the way, I'm a Kurd and a Shia, so where does that put us?
Well, the question is not for me. The question is for you. If you were to land in Mosul today, would you pull out your Iraqi passport first, or would you say, hey, I'm a Shia, I'm a Kurd, don't hurt me?
No, what I'm saying is we are not having an identity fight here. We're having a fight against terrorism. The ISIL issue is not that they're hijacking the Sunni element or the Sunni identity. We know for a fact that they don't represent Sunnis. When they execute Sunni imams in Mosul because they were unable to hand over the mosque to them, what does that tell you? That they, ISIL, do not believe in anybody but themselves.
When we spoke in the past, you admitted that the invasion of Iraq in 2003 changed Iraq for good. And you spoke very candidly. Some of it was for the better and some of it was for the worse. What's happened in the last 2 weeks in Iraq? Has that changed Iraq for good? And will we ever see the borders that we've known for nearly a century now back to where they were on the maps that you can buy every day?
There is a bigger question as to the narrative of sectarianism and so on within the whole region. And we've seen that crystal clear after the Arab Spring. What we need to do together is talk to each other, all the countries of the region, as to how do we can harmonize the situations so that we can coexist and peacefully work. We have a tumor in our regional body called ISIL and Al-Qaeda and so on. We need to address that. We need the breathing space to reflect more. To do that, we need support now.
Is partition on the table as part of this breathing space?
Certainly not. I'm not aware of anybody talking about it or others. What they're saying is that we need to redefine some of the political issues, and I'm sure the next government will do that. The next parliament will do that. We just recently had elections, fair elections. But to do that, we need to defeat terrorism.
Personally, what scares you the most about what's going on right now? I know you have family back in Iraq.
The biggest threat we have is, for example, if a Shia mosque or other religious sites are damaged, that will certainly make the situation transnational. People in Pakistan and others will watch this and say, what happened to our religious places? What's going on? And so that's what I mean when I talk about transnational. I'm talking about Pakistan, anywhere else in the world where there are Shias, where there are Sunnis, where there are other situations. Iraq has a significant geopolitical influence, culturally, religiously, and others. This is the threat we have.
So just to be clear, if this doesn't go well, it will involve Pakistan, Iran, Saudi Arabia, the entire Gulf, and the entire Muslim world.
Let me be clear. What I'm saying is if what took place in Samarra before, where the Shia mosque was destroyed, if anything of that type of nature do, or if a massive ethnic cleansing take place, which is the main doctrine of ISIL, then the ramification will go to not just to the immediate neighbors, but it will go global. bearing in mind that, in addition to that, you have Iraq as an extremely rich country in oil supply to the global world, to the global energy. If that's in threat, that you have a problem as well.
Ambassador Faley, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Luqman Faley is the Iraqi ambassador to the United States.